Hi, welcome back to Joe Blogs. This video is the next in a series looking at the financial implications of Russia's invasion of Ukraine on the global economy. And I guess the single biggest impact of the war has been the increase in energy prices. Russia is one of the biggest exporters of natural gas and oil, particularly to Europe. And because of the political differences between Europe and Russia, everybody has moved away from wanting to buy all of that energy, and that's driven up the price all across Europe and also all across the world. And the reason that it's had a global impact is that Europe has had to change its supply chains. It's having to buy more energy from the Middle East, from America, from Australia, and of course that's pushing up global prices. So this is impacting absolutely everybody in the world. And in today's video, what I want to talk about is the price of energy in each individual country. So I've talked a lot about inflation and we've looked at the inflation data and we could all say, yes, inflation's at double digit in XYZ country. But it gets a bit blasé, all of that sort of chat. And what I wanted to do today is really dig down into the detail and talk about how much a gallon of gasoline costs in each country around the world, because then you can see real life comparisons as to what's happening in each country and get a much better flavour as to why we've got real problems with the global economy right now. So in today's episode, I'm going to share with you global maps which show the price of natural gas, electricity and gasoline in all of the major countries around the world. And we'll have a look at what the average price is right now, and then we'll see which countries are able to offer prices lower than the average and which countries are coming in significantly higher. And we can dig down into the detail as to which countries are the most affected. And I think you'd be quite surprised by some of the results that although Europe does dominate a lot of the top 10, it isn't exclusively European countries that are being affected by this. Once you've been through that data, we'll have a quick look at the current rates of inflation around the world. And then finally today, I'll wrap up with my summary as to what I think the implications of the rising energy prices in 2022 are for the global economy and what this means over the next 3 to 6 months. So before we get started, if I could ask you to give me a quick thumbs up, subscribe if you haven't done so already, and if you'd like to support the channel, please have a look below where you'll find links to YouTube, Super Thanks and membership, as well as Buy Me a Coffee, Patreon and Amazon shopping links. Now this chart, which has been compiled by visualcapitalist.com, shows the domestic price of 1 kilowatt hour of natural gas in a variety of countries all around the world. And as I'm sure you'll be aware if you follow the channel, natural gas is really important to a lot of economies for three reasons. Firstly, it's used by a lot of countries to produce electricity. Secondly, it's used in a variety of industrial purposes. And thirdly, in a lot of countries, it's piped directly to households to be used for heating and cooking purposes. So if we start with the temperature chart at the top of this graphic, you can see that the global average price of 1 kilowatt hour of natural gas is $0.09, so 9 cents. And the way the graphic has been constructed, countries that have a price that is coming in less than the average are shown in blue, and countries that are coming in higher than the average of 9 cents are shown on a gradient scale starting at light orange, building up to dark red. So let's start off by looking at the countries that have the lowest cost of natural gas, and not surprisingly, right at the top of the chart is Russia, which is coming in at 1 US cent per kilowatt hour. Obviously, Russia has large quantities of natural gas, and therefore it can offer it very cheaply to the domestic users. The same can be said for Iran, which also has a domestic price of 1 cent per kilowatt hour. In addition to Russia and Iran, the domestic price is also set at 1 cent in Argentina and Algeria. And as you can see, the same price is also shown here for Turkey, despite the fact that Turkey is a net importer of gas. And that's as a direct result of the discounts that are being applied centrally by the authorities. Now, if we move across to North America, you can see that 1 kilowatt hour of natural gas in Canada is charged at 3 US cents, and the price in the USA is 5 US cents. Now, if we move down to Central and South America, you can see that Colombia is charging 4 US cents, Mexico 7 US cents, and Brazil is one of the only countries in the Americas charging more than the world average of 9 cents, and they're charging domestic users 20 cents. So that's a material difference to the other countries in South and North America. Now, if we move over to Australasia, you can see that New Zealand is charging domestic users 6 US cents, Australia 7 US cents, both of which are obviously shown in blue and below the global average. Taiwan is one of the lowest cost countries, charging domestic users 3 US cents, South Korea 4 US cents, and then really interestingly, the price in Japan is 11 US cents. So this is above the global average, despite the fact that Japan has a number of joint venture arrangements with Russia on the island of Sakhalin, which is shown in blue just north of Japan here. The price in Hong Kong is 14 US cents, and in Singapore, it's 15 US cents. So if we take a step back at this stage before we dive in to look at Europe, you can see that the only countries charging domestic users above the global average of 9 US cents are Japan at 11 cents, Hong Kong at 14 cents, Singapore at 15 cents, and Brazil at 20 cents. Now, if we zoom into Europe, you can see that a lot of countries here are shown in orange and red. Now, interestingly, the country that is coloured in red is the Netherlands, which has the highest domestic price for 1 kilowatt hour of natural gas, which is coming in at 41 cents. So that's more than 4.5 times higher than the global average. The country with the second highest domestic price is Sweden at 24 cents, followed by Germany at 21 cents. Denmark is the European country charging the next highest rate at 19 cents, followed by Spain at 17 cents, Italy at 16 cents, and then Austria and Belgium, which are both charging 15 cents. The price in France is 12 cents, the UK 10 cents, the Czech Republic is 10 cents, Portugal and Poland are 9 cents, Ireland is 8 cents, and then the official price in Ukraine is 3 cents, and not surprisingly, Belarus has the same price as Russia at 1 cent. So the overall summary here, not surprisingly, is that Europe has been most affected by the increase in natural gas prices. 8 out of the top 10 countries that are charging the highest amount per kilowatt hour for natural gas are located in Europe. The only two non-European countries that have broken in are Brazil, which is ranked as the fourth most expensive in the world, and Singapore, which is coming in at number 9. This chart shows the domestic price in US dollars of 1 gallon of gasoline. And the colour chart on the barometer here goes from white to blue to yellow to orange. And right now the global average price for 1 gallon of gasoline is $4.90. So let's start this time with North America. And as you can see, the average price right now in the USA is $4, which is below the global average. In Canada, it's above at 5.4. In Mexico, the average price is currently $4.60. which is significantly less than the price being charged in Barbados of $7.80. And then as we move into South America, you can see that there is a really big spread. In Venezuela, which has the largest oil reserves out of any country in the world, but is currently sanctioned by most of the West, you can buy 1 gallon of gasoline for 10 US cents. So alongside Libya, which has similar characteristics, this is the single cheapest place to buy gasoline anywhere in the world. The price in Colombia is currently $1.90 per gallon. Bolivia, $2.10. Brazil and Argentina are charging $3.60. Guyana, $3.90. Peru, $5.30. And Chile, $5.50. If we move across to Africa, you can see there's also a wide range. And a lot of countries in Africa do have oil reserves. As I just mentioned, the gallon of gasoline in Libya will cost you 10 US cents. Algeria and Angola are the next two cheapest countries, charging $1.20. Egypt and Nigeria are charging $1.70. Sudan, $3.40. Botswana and Ethiopia, $4.10. Namibia, $4.20. Tanzania and South Africa, $4.70. Madagascar, $5.20. And Zimbabwe, $5.70. Moving swiftly over to the Middle East and Asia, you can currently pick up 1 gallon of gasoline in Iran for 20 cents. In Kazakhstan, which has large reserves of oil, it's $1.70. Saudi Arabia, $2.30. Oman, $2.40. Russia, $3.20. Indonesia, $3.30. Taiwan, $3.60. Japan, $4.20. Turkey, $4.30. South Korea, $4.40. Philippines, $4.50. In Mongolia, it's $5.60. In Singapore, $7.20. And in Hong Kong, it's $11.10 for 1 gallon of gasoline. And that is the single highest price that you will pay anywhere on Earth right now. Moving further south, it will cost you $4.20 for a gallon of gasoline in Australia and $5.80 in New Zealand. So if we take a step back before we dive into Europe, you can see that the global map is predominantly blue to white, which means that the prices are either at or below the global average. If we now go to Europe, you can see that we've got a lot of orange and gold here. The country charging the most for 1 gallon of gasoline in Europe is Iceland at $8.50, and that is the third most expensive in the world after Hong Kong and Central African Republic. Norway's the second most expensive in Europe at $8.10, followed by Denmark at $7.70. Greece, Finland and the Netherlands all come in at $7.60. In Belgium, it's $7.40, followed by the UK at $7.20. Sweden at $7.10. And Germany at $7. Portugal and Ireland are currently charging $6.80, Spain $6.50, Italy $6.30, France $6, Romania $5.70, Poland, $5.40. And in Ukraine right now, 1 gallon of gasoline will cost you $5.10. So once again, the overall summary here is that the biggest impact of the rise in gasoline prices, which are obviously directly related to the movements in oil prices, have hit Europe the hardest. This chart shows the domestic price of 1 kilowatt hour of electricity all around the world. And as you can see from the barometer at the top, the global average currently is 14 US cents per kilowatt hour. And this graphic has a slightly different colour. We've got the countries that are coming in below the global average in very light blue. And then as we move up the price scale, the blue gets darker until we start to move into purple. And as you can see, this map includes a lot more data than the natural gas map, because most countries in the world use electricity. Not every country is using natural gas domestically. So if we start off by looking at this large light blue section in the Middle East and Asia, you can see that Iran charges its domestic users the lowest price out of any country in the world. It's registered as 1 US cent. Now, the vast majority of that electricity is produced by fossil fuels, which Iran has in abundance. Probably not the most environmentally sound, but certainly very cheap. And the prices across the rest of the Middle East and Asia are also very low. The domestic price in Saudi Arabia is 5 US cents. Kazakhstan is charging domestic users 4 US cents. Russia, 8 US cents. Turkey, which again is subsidizing its domestic charges because it's importing a lot of its energy. So the price of producing electricity is actually relatively high. However, because of the high levels of inflation above 80% at the moment, Turkey is subsidizing its users. So it's only charging 7 US cents for 1 kilowatt hour of electricity, which is around half of the global average currently. India is charging the same price. China is charging 8 US cents. South Korea, Taiwan, and Indonesia, 9 US cents. Myanmar's actually charging 3 US cents, as is Oman. But as we move further east, you can see that there are a number of countries that are shown in blue here that are charging more than the global average, including the Philippines that are charging 17 US cents, New Zealand, 18 US cents, Singapore, 19 US cents, Australia, 21 US cents, and Japan, 22 US cents. All of which compares to the global average of 14 US cents. If we jump over to Africa, you can see that the majority of the continent is light blue, so charging well below the global average. And although South Africa and Madagascar are shown in darker blue, they're coming in at the exact amount of the global average of 14 cents per kilowatt hour. If we move across to North America, you can see that Canada is charging below the global average at 11 US cents, but the USA is actually charging above at 16 cents. Mexico is below at 9 cents. But I think what's really interesting to note here is that the Cayman Islands is charging 35 US cents per kilowatt hour and Bermuda is 40 cents. And that places both of those countries in the top 5 most expensive countries in the world for electricity. Moving into South America, you can see that Argentina is charging one of the lowest rates in the world at 4 US cents. However, that reflects the fact that Argentina is in financial crisis right now, and the Argentinian government are subsidizing the cost of electricity. The price in Colombia is just below the global average at 13 US cents. Chile is just above at 15 cents. Venezuela is coming in at 17 cents. As with natural gas, Brazil is above the global average at 20 cents. And Peru is the most expensive place in South America to buy electricity at 21 cents per kilowatt hour. Now, if we move across into Europe, we've got the 3 most expensive countries in the world for electricity right now. Number 1 is Denmark, who are charging 46 cents per kilowatt hour, followed by Germany, who are charging 44 cents, and Belgium at 41 cents. The next highest price in Europe is the UK at 32 cents per kilowatt hour. And the next 3 countries charging the highest price are the UK, Spain, and the Netherlands, all of which are charging 32 cents per kilowatt hour. The cost in Italy is 30 cents, Ireland 28 cents, Sweden 27 cents, Portugal 24 cents, Finland 22 cents, Romania 19 cents, Poland 17 cents, Iceland 14 cents, Norway 13 cents. And the official price for consumers of 1 kilowatt hour of electricity in Ukraine is currently 4 US cents, which compares to 9 US cents in Belarus. So taking a step back and looking at the bigger picture, once again, you can see that the biggest impact of the increase in electricity prices is in Europe. However, a number of other countries are affected, and we've got a variety of darker blue sections here all across the world. And when you look at the top 10 most expensive countries, Bermuda is number 4, the Cayman Islands is number 5, Jamaica is number 6, and Barbados is number 10. But this table shows the current rates of inflation for the G20, which are the largest 20 economies in the world. And as you can see, Argentina currently has the highest rate at 88% inflation, which is insane, followed closely by Turkey, which is above 84%. The next highest is Russia at 12%, Italy at 11.8%, the UK 11.1%, the whole of the euro area is averaged at 10%, which is exactly where Germany is sitting right now. The Netherlands is just behind at 9.9%, Mexico 7.8%, the USA is currently at 7.7%, South Africa 7.6%, Australia 7.3%, Canada 6.9%, Spain 6.8%, Singapore 6.7%, France 6.2%, Brazil and India 5.9%, Indonesia 5.4%, South Korea 5%, Japan 3.7%, Saudi Arabia and Switzerland 3%, and China 1.6%. And as we're looking at the global position today, I thought it was worth looking at the countries with the highest rates of inflation anywhere in the world. Zimbabwe is still out on its own and has an inflation rate of 255%. This is off the scale. Lebanon, 158%. Venezuela, 156%. Syria, 139%. Sudan, 103%. So all of those countries have more than 100% inflation. Argentina and Turkey we just talked about. Sri Lanka, 61%. Iran, 52%. Suriname, 49%. Ghana, 40%. Laos, 38%. Cuba, 37%. Rwanda, 34%. Sierra Leone, 33%. Ethiopia, 32%. Moldova, 31%. And Haiti, 30%. Now, the situation in a lot of these countries is actually specific to what's been happening within that particular region. So many of these countries have either had an economic collapse, or they've got heavy sanctions against them, or they're in some form of war, or they're in a post-war situation. So the starting point of the problems for these countries were not actually based in Ukraine. But what's happened since in Russia's invasion of Ukraine has actually gone on to make things a lot worse, because a lot of these countries are buying in energy products from the rest of the world. And as the prices have gone up, it's driven up inflation even further. So what's the summary and conclusion today? Well, I wanted to post this video because I thought it'd be useful to look at an actual example of what everything is costing all around the world right now. So we've talked a lot about inflation and percentages, and everybody's, I think, a little bit sick and tired of hearing about the price of everything rising. So to put it into context and to give you a better flavour as to how your country compares to the rest of the world, I thought it was worth looking at electricity, gas and gasoline prices, because the vast majority of people have to buy those things, particularly electricity and gasoline. Some countries don't use natural gas, but a lot of Europe does, so I wanted to include that. And I think what we saw today is that there's a number of countries all around the world that are seeing high rates of increases in those prices. But the area where we're seeing the most rapid movements is Europe. And that's obvious because Europe has been buying most of its energy products directly from Russia. It was buying large amounts of natural gas through all of the pipelines that Russia built. And it was also buying huge quantities of oil. And because of the war and because of the political situation, none of the countries in Europe want to continue with that purchasing arrangement. So all of those countries have now had to start buying in from the USA, the Middle East, Australia, all of these other places. And firstly, that's driven up global prices. So we've seen an average price increase. But secondly, the logistics involved in those purchases are more expensive, because a lot of this product was coming from pipes, which is a very, very cheap form of transport. Now it's having to be replaced either by transport via ships, so putting large amounts of oil onto tankers, moving it, unloading it into ports, and then moving it to where you need it to go to. So that costs more. Or with natural gas, you're actually having to buy a different product. You're buying liquefied natural gas. So gas which occurs naturally is being reduced to a liquid under pressure, transported, and then has to be regasified. So there's a whole lot more cost involved in all of those purchases from Europe's point of view. So that's one of the reasons why we've seen an increase in prices alongside the global increase in all of these energy products. So that's a big concern, I think, for Europe, because even if we do go into a recession, which is likely for 2023, and the price of oil and natural gas starts to come back down because demand is coming down, then that's what's happening right now in the oil markets. It won't save Europe because they're having to pay these additional costs as well as the global market price to get all of their energy products. So that's one of the reasons why all the prices are so much higher in Europe than they are elsewhere in the world. But when we looked at the top 10 for all of the different categories, there were countries outside of Europe that are appearing there. And that's going to be a big problem for those countries, because obviously with what's going on, that's going to cause those countries to go nearer to recession. And as we see recession starting to be announced across the world, it's likely that that will have a knock-on impact. Because if a country's economy is contracting and its GDP is reducing, then it will be buying less things from the rest of the world. Therefore, other countries' exports will be reducing, and therefore their economy will also start shrinking, their GDP will start contracting, and so it goes on. And it's a really difficult circle to be able to break, because once it starts, it's very contagious. So hopefully you enjoyed today's episode. I'm trying to come up with different ways of talking to you about this data, and I think having a visual graphic is a really helpful medium. So let me know what you think. Drop a line in the comments. Let me know whether you like this sort of analysis or whether you'd like me to stick to numbers and data and graphs. I'm trying to mix it up a bit and come up with things that I think are more interesting, visually attractive and engaging. But let me know what you think. Anyway, hopefully you've enjoyed today's episode. You found it interesting, useful and thought-provoking. If you've liked what I've said, then please give me a thumbs up. And thank you so much for watching this video all the way through to the end.